can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio, and we just heard a bunch of fun, funky stuff. We last heard from one of my fave producers, Blockhead of New York City, and he's got a new record. It's called Mortality is Lit, and that's the perfect 3 words to kind of explain his music. It's very deep, talking about, of course, mortality. This album focuses mostly on life and death and the apocalypse and all sorts of stuff like that. And lit, you know, that's what all the kids are saying. Mortality is lit. And there's a bunch of kids whose heads are falling off, and cartoony style album cover. Anyway, yeah, fun stuff. He's been going forever, and amazing use of samples in all his music. It's entirely sample-based instrumental hip-hop, and we heard the song called George Washington, and yeah, one of his trademarks is amazingly funny album or song titles. One of them's Hard Pass on the Afterlife, Burning Man in Tehran, All Dorks Go to Heaven, Orgy at the Port Authority, Earth's Farewell Tour, Dolphin Lundgren, and more. So that's the new album by Blockhead, Mortality is Lit. And once again, we heard George Washington. That came out just months ago. And before that, what have we heard? It was, oh yes, a funk band from 1970s Philippines, Pinoy Funk. Pinoy is what you call Filipino in the Philippines. Pinoy. Yeah, so SSS Coffee from a 7-inch single, which was rescued somehow, some way, and maybe the only recording they ever made. We heard a song called Gogoy, subtitled Live It Up. So, yes, some funky stuff there. Pretty, I don't know, maybe damaged vinyls, really quiet, but yeah, SSS Coffee with a K. And before that, we heard another funky thing from Stanislas Tohon out of Benin, just west of Nigeria in West Africa. And his, like, yeah, 80s really disco funk vibes on that one. Yeah, it was called Wahoo, and 1985 right there. So Super K, by the way, still rocking in the background here. I'll let them vibe it out for this first hour of the show. And next, about 25 minutes until we travel to Morocco, Marrakesh Safi region, for the second hour of the program. And in the meantime, travel around some more, hear some exciting ear ticklers. We're going to next hear an album called Pas un bruit by a French band for women who like to sit in bodies of water. It's their band pick. And Bachante is the name of the group here. A mix of many voices, all seemingly singers in the group. Some Indian harmonium, some keyboards, lots of thumping percussion. So here's Les Oiseaux, the Birds, by Bachante on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
rossignol, hirondelle, bivert, coucou, griffe, merle, sansonnet, canard, perroquet, tourterelle, ramier, colombie, corbeau, hibou, goéland, coq, poule, faisant maison.
Hold on, matteru haru. We only got today, there is no tomorrow. Dig up the meaning, fake, steal and borrow.
Yama ni noboru to kanjiru sorrow. Sugu ni saru, ki noboru saru. Inoshishi, mamushi, oshare, yama garu.
Step by step to the sky, past peaks and false summits. Sugi odo deru, beats and bass drummets. What I sugi, tamago fried with Tabasco. Nobody stopping me, monopoly, pimping leaves when I pass go. Yukuri aru kutemo, not that slow.
Yo wa nijo, kondo wa kongo, katsuragi iwo waki, fujisan no.
For show, keido, sono chikaku no, fuji koko, iko.
Yo, let's keep it local, diamond trail vocal. Thinking about the vocals, writing rhymes on my phone, reading clouds like a home, far from home. In Kyoseta Dome.
In the mountains, I'm at home, diving fountains like a gnome, maxing rivers till I shiver, taxing flippers, waxing givers.
Just some cedar trees laughing, they always understand why I'm always freaking out in the land of humans.
I'm a man of few plans, I hike it just because I like it.
Even in the forest, I'm thinking about the mic, it beckons like a peak.
I wreck it, then I spike it. Life, it's connected by few strands and fruit stands. In paradise like Coolio. No, I won't cool it, bro. Dodging trucks and what the fucks? Ruin the flow. Off to Don Zudubo.
Asahi no minagara, asahi o mitai. Asahi no minagara, asahi o mitai. Asahi no minagara, asahi o mitai. Asahi no minagara, asahi o mitai.
Thank you.
Okay then, well, we heard some wacky stuff right there, and I'll tell you all about it. First, I'm gonna put on my Buds Super Crystal again in the BG background. Cool. So, this is Wandering Rhythms, by the way. Wandering Rhythms is a radio show on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we try to represent many corners of the world, music that probably only locals would be listening to be honest. The stuff that you would not hear on the local radio stations of those places, but who knows? Who knows anymore? Alright, so the band we just heard, they're from Novosibirsk, Russia, Siberia. They're called Herandu, and they are simply two men making all sorts of strange sounds. And I don't know if I can describe all the instruments played, but yeah, a lot of stuff. Some swinging, funky, jazzy bass, and lots of other stuff. And yeah, they're called Herandu, H-E-R-A-N-D-U, from their very first LP together. It's called Ochre Red. It came out last year, a year that's not so long ago yet, but yes. Oh, the song was Flea Market Finds. Yes. They don't live in Russia anymore, though, perhaps for obvious reasons, but yeah. It was made in their hometown of Novosibirsk. Yes. Before that, we heard, oh yes, some interesting Japanese hip-hop from the south of, which city was it? The south side, representing south side Osaka, as they say. And two fellas, Plex and Enya, a.k.a. Wishbone and Kirk Douglas. One of them is Japanese, I would assume by his immaculate Japanese accent. The other guy is rapping in Japanese, but I believe he is not Japanese, judging by his not-so-Japanese, you know, perfect-sounding accent. But, you know, he does well. Still, I don't know many non-Japanese who can rap in Japanese, so yes, cool band. They're called Waxing Squared, and the album Tunnel Vision, which just came out on New Year's, we heard Don Zurubo. And yeah, that hits that early 2000s indie rap vibe for me, where it's quite deep, seems like philosophical, but also really wacky at the same time. It says Bluetooth in there at some point, and yeah, it seems not super serious, but at the same time, ultra serious. Yeah, Waxing Squared, by the way, once again. And before that, we started off the set with a band from France for women with beautiful voices and thumping percussion and the harmonium as well. So very, yeah, ancient sounding, kind of has like a bit of a medieval vibe to it, but also quite modern in the production. They are called Bachant, it's B-A-C-C-H-A-N-T-E-S. And we heard Les Oiseaux from the album Pas un Bruit. It came out just a few months ago. Yes, and we have time for maybe a couple more pieces of music here before we travel to Morocco for the second hour of the show. I'm going to play one very fine musician from London, England, named Alabaster de Plume, not real name, Manchester-born saxophonist and spoken word artist. And he's been really on a tear lately with some great records. His newest one is called Chromeson, Prologue to a Blade. So he's very cerebral, but enjoyable, certainly in instrumental pieces, which aren't deep, deep poetic stuff. This one is an instrumental track, and his saxophone playing is reminiscent a bit of Ethiopian jazz, but it's got its own thing going as well. It's very beautiful the way he makes the notes shiver, and so some very, very serene jazz here for you. Honeycomb by Alabaster de Plume on Wandering Rhythms Radio. The Bastard de Plume right there out of London, England on the very sexy saxophone. Honeycomb was the track. And yes, last piece of music here for this first hour of Globe Trotting on Wandering Rhythms. We're going to hear a piece of music that doesn't sound like it came out last year, but please trust me, it did. This is Basolino from Naples, Italy, with Malavita from his new record, Cita Futura.
Somebody